Hey, podcast listeners. If you enjoy learning about important issues affecting your world, then be sure to join us this month on WSJ.com as we explore the people and programs helping to solve America's hunger issues. This July, we're partnering with MiniUSA to defy hunger on the Mini Takes the States rally. Check out the program on WSJ.com and donate to the cause at defyhungertogether.com.
Facebook is in the spotlight as it makes meager increases in the number of women and minorities working at the company. But where does it stand in terms of diversity? New details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom in New York. In a new report, Facebook says it's made some increases in the number of women and minorities working at the company, bringing to light the trouble tech companies are having in diversifying their workforce. It's an issue that's being thrust more and more to the spotlight, and here to break it all down for us with the very latest is tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal, Georgia Wells. Hi, Georgia.
Hey, how are you?
Great. So when Facebook says that it's made meager increases to the number of minorities working at the company, where had it stood? What is the playing field like in terms of their demographics in their workforce?
For Facebook's U.S. workforce, it's about half white, 38% Asian, and then very small percentages of Hispanic, Black, and two or more races. So it's 4% Hispanic, 2% Black, 3% two or more races. And for its global workforce, Facebook has about a third of its workers are women.
Right, yeah, and I remember not too long ago on this podcast, we were discussing the lack of women in tech. So when presented with these stats, what does Facebook have to say about why it is the way it is?
The percent of Black and Hispanic workers at Facebook is really small. It's 4% Hispanic workers, 2% Black workers, and that's remained the same from last year. Mm-hmm. And so when everyone was looking at this report that they released on Thursday of their latest population survey of their workers, I mean, people were looking for change. And when they didn't see any change there, people were like, okay, why has this not changed? And the first reason Facebook gave in its diversity report was that essentially they were blaming it on the pipeline. Facebook's head of diversity said appropriate representation in technology or any other industry will depend more on people having the opportunity to gain necessary skills through the public education system. Mm. And on social media and on Twitter and Facebook, people really went wild because it was seen as blaming or attributing their lack of diversity to something that they don't control and shifting the blame away from themselves and to the public education system in the U.S.
Now, this is sort of new data that we're receiving because tech companies in general began reporting their diversity statistics in 2014, so a couple of years now. What have we learned since then? Is Facebook alone, for example, in this lack of diversity?
No. So Google also, they're Last month, Google released their own diversity report where they saw very small signs of progress as well. And they said it was very far from where they needed it to be. Mm. And I think what was different in the case of Facebook, though, was that they so blatantly attributed their lack of diversity
right.
to education. And the reason this angered many people is that there are more Black and Hispanic graduates in the U.S. who graduate with computer science degrees and receive jobs.
Wow.
And so there's a disconnect between the demographics even of the education or, you know, the graduates in this country and who's receiving offers.
Why might diversity be of particular relevance to the tech industry?
So there's significant evidence that shows that any diversity you add to a team, whether it's gender or ethnicity or race or political perspective, that team, there are measurable increases in the innovation and the creativity of that team. And so it's particularly relevant for companies like Facebook or other tech companies that are trying to solve very complex problems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there's evidence that adding diversity to their teams could help them solve these complex problems, many observers say that it should be like the evidence is very much there that argues why they should have more diverse teams.
Now, Facebook is a company that tends to listen to user feedback and sometimes not adjust their practice in accordance to that. So as such, is there reason to believe that because these issues have been brought to light, can we expect now that this might change, that they will take the lack of diversity into account and make changes moving forward?
I have no doubt that they have, that every intention is, they're certainly trying to diversify. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the points that observers made yesterday was that they hope or expect Facebook to treat diversity the same way that they treat a product. And if something's not working, you tweak something and you iterate and you come back around and you try something new and you test different results and you see what the data shows you. And so many of the observers were confident that Facebook does know how to do this in other contexts, and they're waiting and hoping that it will apply these same processes to the way that it's addressing its lack of diversity.
Georgia Wells, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Tanya.
We've been speaking to Georgia Wells. She covers all things tech for the Wall Street Journal. That'll do it for this edition of Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting in New York. Thanks for listening.